Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Why the Sun Bowl is likely Mitch Trubisky's last college game. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Carolina football has carried the subplot of whether the Tar Heel star quarterback will turn pro after his fourth year in school, but only his junior season. Trubisky can graduate this summer and is top 10 in all the NFL mock drafts, as high as the number one pick in a few. Such a draft position will net number 10 millions in contract and signing bonus money. Trubisky admits his stock probably can't get any higher if he returned for his senior season in 2017, and implied that it could be a lot lower if he failed to put up the same record-breaking numbers he did as a redshirt junior. Some scouts say he needs another full season of looking at multiple defenses to get him ready for the NFL, and that may be true, but he has the 6'3 size and the cannon arm that can make all the throws. The downside of his returning is a bigger risk than having a steeper learning curve in rookie camp. That downside includes losing his top three receivers and blockers from UNC's veteran offense. The receivers moving on are seniors Ryan Switzer, Bug Howard, and Mac Hollins, whose loss at midseason affected Carolina's downfield passing game. The old linemen leaving are son of Lucas Crowley, tackle John Heck, and guard Caleb Peterson. So that yields a rebuilding line and only experienced receivers in Austin Prohl and Anthony Ratliff, plus tight ends Brandon Fritz and Carl Tucker. In fact, the Tar Heels' entire offense could look different if Elijah Hood changes his mind and turns pro, joining the departure of senior running backs T.J. Logan and Chris Francis. It's a total crapshoot who replaces Trubisky unless two sports star and redshirt freshman Chaz Surratt emerges as an immediate starter. So it looks like Trubisky's best move would be to look out for himself first, and Larry Fedora says he will support whatever decision Mitch makes. Trubisky playing behind a green line and throwing to unproven wideouts such as Jordan Cunningham, Rotavius Groves, and Javal Mollett. Entering the NFL draft seems like a foregone conclusion for perhaps the best QB pro prospect in UNC history. This is Archansky. See ya.